So Baruch Hashem, yesterday I started the shiur with some introductory remarks, and I ended the shiur with some divrei chizuk, but that was only yesterday. So today, b'siyata d'shmaya, we will focus on the sugya and only on the sugya. So the shiur yesterday was more or less an introduction to yesod chiyuv shoimrim, and today we're talking with a specific halacha, and it is one of the most relevant halachas in Dina Shoyal, which is the sugya of Mesa Machmes Malocha. And that is Daf Tzadik Vav Omid Beis in Bava Messiah, when the Gemara says, even though a Shoyal is Chayev Ba'oinsim, in which he bears no direct responsibility, it was not within his power to prevent damage or loss, Afal Piken, because kolanu shaloi chayev ba'oinsin. However, if what he borrowed was damaged or broken by normal usage, which is defined by Chazal, Mesa Machmes Malocha Potor, and Chazal give the svara why he is potor, four words: lav lo'oikem bekilsei sha'altiho. I did not borrow this object just to keep it in the baidim. I borrowed it to use it, and if it broke in the course of normal usage, then there is no chiyuv. What is actually the svara? We find two different approaches between Avos HaOlam, the Ramban, and the Rashba. The Ramban says, obviously, it is reasonable to assume that the mashil is responsible. Because if your car broke down, if your mule got a broken back when we put something on its back, or whatever it is, you obviously were aware of the deficiency. You were aware that this is a sick animal or a broken car. So you should have warned me, you should have told me that you can't put much of a burden on the mule's back. Because it's your animal, it's your kli, it's your driller, it's your car. You should have been aware of the deficiencies and the problems your thing has, and you should have made me aware. And therefore, it is somewhat as a pshia of the mashiel, and that is the approach of the Ramban and the Ritva. The Rashba, on the other hand, says, because Mesa Machmes Malocha is common, it is to be expected, then the mashiel should have stipulated, I want you to take responsibility even if it's Mesa Machmes Malocha. And if he did not do that stipulation, it is as if he was mevater. Because you know, lav lo'oikim bekilsei she'altio, I borrowed this object to use it, and that is what a shoyel is all about. And therefore, you should have taken into account, everything you use in due time will break down. Nothing is forever. Neither are we forever. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever. And therefore, you should have been aware that it might break down. And if you want me to take responsibility, even for Mesa Machmes Malocha, that should have been your stipulation. So these are two different approaches between the Ramban and the Rashba. Both of them disagree with the Rambam. And let's have a look what the Rambam says. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Shoyel, page 420. When the Rambam brings the basic halacha of Mesa Machmes Malocha. 420. Hashoyel kli o behem v'kiyotze behem, mishar metaltelin mechaveroi v'ovad, o nignav, afilu nenes oynes gadoil, kigon shenishbur o behem o nishbis o mesa chayiv l'shalam hakol. Shenema v'chiyishal ishmi imre eo v'nishbar omeis ba'ola v'inimoy shalem yishalem. V'me dvorim amurim v'shenena shiloi b'shas malocha. Aval amshul behem amachaveru lachrish ba v'meisa kishichor eshes harei ze potur. Aval im meisa koidim shiachrish o achar shechorash o shirocha v'idash. Then, areize chayev l'shalem. So the Rambam clearly says, it all depends when it happened and not why it happened. And if it broke down b'shas melacha, Potur. So both the Rashbam and the Ramban say this Rambam doesn't make sense. Chazal say Meso Machamas Malocha, and both Svoris are Machamas Malocha. And why would it make a difference whether it's Bishas Malocha or not? So before we come to the Rambam, let us further understand the Ramban and the Rashbam. And surprisingly, besides the two opinions of the great Rishonim, Ramban and Rashba, we have two additional svaras from the Achronim, which is somewhat of a surprise, because usually the Achronim just share with us their understanding in the Rishonim. Machla Ephraim and the Goan have two novel approaches and explaining in a different way the Ptur of Mesa Machmas Malach. So the Ramban is quoted by many poiskim, and in our simen, Shir Mem, Smasiv Koten Gimel, Shaksiv Koten Hey, echo the svar of the Ramban. The mashil is the one that was negligent. You know your animal, you know your kli, you know your car, and you should have made me aware that this is a weak animal, it's a sick animal, and therefore it is your responsibility if it broke down. And even a shoyel is chayev ba'oinsin, but he's not chayev al pshias ha-mashil. That is the Ramban quoted by the Sma and the Shach and many other poiskim. Comes along Bir Agro. The Ramo, and the source of the Ramo is the Mordechai, Bova Metzia Shien Ayin Aleph. The Ramo deals with chayev oinsin, shoyel, Chayev be'oinsim. However, if the oinus is machmas amashil and not machmas shoyel, shoyel potter. Shoyel chayev be'oinsim only when the oinus was brought about by the shoyel. It's an oinus. It's not something he could prevent, but he brought it. He brought about the oinus. So the Ramo quotes an interesting shaila in the name of the Mordechai. A Jew took a loan from a goy, and he gave him a mashkin. And the mashkin is worth far more than the money he borrowed. So Reuven gave a mashkin to a goy and borrowed money. Shimon wants to borrow money from that same goy. Reuven tells Shimon, the goy has a mashkin and is worth more than the money I took, so I don't mind if you borrow money from that same guy and give him a lien on my mashkin. And then the guy's house burned down and the mashkin was burned and it was lost. 158? And that is on page 158 of our Kuntras. השואל מחווה לבהם או מטלטל ונאנס וביודו כגון שמייס ואיניש ברויניש בחייב ודווקא שאינה הוא איניס מחמס השואל אבל אם אירה הוא איניס מחמס המאשיל פוטו ולכן מי שיש לו משכן אצל גוי ושאיר לו חווה לו לכחול ווייד מועס וניס ומשכן פוטו לשואל ובלאו הכי הוא יוניס לב מכויח המאשיל. The shoyel didn't touch that mashkin. He never even saw it. He is a shoyel because he used that mashkin to borrow money. But he never touched it. He never took it into his possession. So it would be destroyed, machmes amashil, and it has nothing to do with the shoyel, and therefore, put him in a wine sin. So the Mordechai is mechadish, and then a mo paskins that chiddish. Shoyel chayev ba'oinsin, only if the oinsin came to be, machamas ha-shoyel. Machamas ha-shoyel doesn't mean that he bears direct responsibility, but it happened in his possession. It might not have happened if it wouldn't be in his possession. But by the mashkin, he never touched it. The mashkin is exactly where the mashil put it, and therefore the soinus is not machmas ha-shoyel, and he's poto. Says the Gaon, let's have a look once again, page 158, that is the svara of Mesa Machmes Malacha. If it's Mesa Machmes Malacha, not Machmes Ashoyel. Do we have the Bira Gano?
159.
Okay. Vezatam the Mesa Machmes Malacha Potor. Ois Gimel, page 159. Ayin Shach, Siv Cotton, Hey. So why is the Gra Mitzayin the Shach Siv Cotton, Hey? The Shach Siv Cotton, Hey brings the Ramban. Does he mean to say I disagree with the Ramban? Does he mean to impose on the Ramban his Savora, which would be very unreasonable? The Mordechai is a Chiddush, has nothing to do with the Ramban. But the Gaon comes up with the new Svora Mesa Machmas Malocha. It is not Machmas HaShoyel. So there are two questions we ask. If we have the Ramban and the Rashba, why do we need to look for number three? Wouldn't number one and two be enough? And this is not very common by the Gaon. Many people don't understand the Derech HaLimed of the Gaon. And they mistakenly say that the Gaon is Cholek al Rishonim, which is not true. Anybody, Boki Betoiris a Gaon. The Gaon sees the Rishonim as his peers, and he has no problem siding with the Rambam against the Ramban or the Ramban against the Rambam. But it is very uncommon that the Gaon is Cholek al Rishonim Medate de Nafshei. And it's a chiddush that the Gaon would suggest understanding number three when all we have is the Ramban and the Rashba. And it is also difficult to understand because Mesa Machmas Malachi usually is Machamas HaShoyel. It is always Machmas HaShoyel because he is the one that's using it. So what does this have to do with the Mordechai and the Ramah by the Mashkin, which is an Oines Machmes HaMashil, because the Shoyel had nothing to do with that Mashkin. He borrowed money on that Mashkin, but more than that. So that's the Gaon. Number four is Machne Ephraim. And the Machne Ephraim is also a Gewaldige Chiddush. Shel Cheshale Simen Dalet, says the Machne Ephraim. When a person borrows an object, a shoyel, and it breaks down machmes malocha, it's a shala betos. And like a mekach tos is bottle, like kedusha tos is bottle, shala betos is bottle, and therefore he has a din of a shoy machinam, who is potem in a winesim. That is the Machne Ephraim, and it's a gewaldige chiddush. At the bottom of the page, 423. What's my problem with the Machne Ephraim? First of all, hashkofa-wise, once again, we have the Ramban and the Rashba. Why come up with number four? Maybe number three, because the Machne Ephraim was older than the Gaon. So in chronological order, the Gaon is number four, Machne Ephraim number three. Why? But besides the point, mekach tos is only when it becomes obvious that there was something that the lokeach or the mekadesh or whoever it is, there was something he wasn't aware of b'shas hakinyan, but nothing that happens achar hakinyan would render the kinyan void. That is not mekach tos. Person bought an animal, he bought a horse. And the first time he got up in the saddle, the horse dropped dead. Would we say it's a mekach tos? I would never buy a dead horse. That's not a mekach tos. You need to prove that this horse was sick when you bought it. Every horse will die someday. It's just your bad luck that it died right after you bought it. That's not a mekach tos. Even though it is clear, if he would have known in advance that the horse is going to die an hour later, he wouldn't have bought it. That's not a Mekech Tos. That's your bad luck. Mekech Tos is only if this horse was sick, it was ill, it was broken, and I didn't know. So Mesa Machmes Malocha, why would that be a Mekech Tos? Unless we go back to the Ramban and we assume that it was broken, but even the Ramban wouldn't go to the extent and say it's a Mekech Tos. All the Ramban says, you know, the animal had some deficiency, you should have shared it with me. You should have told me to be careful. But this is not enough knowledge to say Mekech Tos. To be Mevatla Mekech, you need to know 100% that there was something I should have known and I didn't know. And by Mesa Machmas Melucha, we don't have that level. And therefore, the Gaon and the Machna Flayim are both Gevaldik Chedushim, and we come back, Ein Lanu Elo Divrei HaRishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba, and those are the two major opinions that all the other Achronim and the Beis Yosef and the Ramo deal with. Mukeshchin was something b'shas hakedushin or b'shas hakinyan. You ask a very good question, which I cannot answer, but I just could give you a vague idea what the answer would be. Mekech Tos is one din, umdena is another. And we do find several places in Shas the concept of a umdana. And a umdana would sometimes say even something that happened after the Kenyan would be enough to be mevatel the Kenyan. And there are a few examples in the Gemara, in Kiddushin and in Ksubis. Person sold all his possessions, adate le mesak la aradi Yisroel. He planned to move to Israel, and therefore he sold his furniture, he sold his house. And at the end of the day, for some reason, he cannot move to Eretz Yisrael. He could retract the kinyonim. Because it is so obvious that that was the reason he sold, and it is as if he made a tanai. So I can't go into the details because that's a totally different sugya, a sugya of Mekech or Memkar, but fundamentally, every Mekech Tos is only if there was a Tos be'ikar ha-Mekech, there was a Tos be'ikar ha-Kedushin. Mesa Machmas Malocha doesn't even come close to that level. We don't know for certainty that this animal was flawed, that the machine was flawed, that the car was flawed, maybe it just broke down. And this happens all the time. Every animal dies someone, sometime, and every person will, some stage, give back his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I once again say, the Gaon of the Machafayim HaKedushim Gedolim, and we stick with the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban only comes to explain the halacha of Mesa Machmes Malocha. What is the logic? The logic is that Torah assumes, probably, but it is only probably. Probably, the Mashil was aware that he has a problem, and that is why it's a din Torah, Chazal HaMechadesh, Mesa Machmes Malocha, Potom. I think the way to explain the Ramban is, the entire concept that a shoyl is chayiv ba'inzin is a chidush. Ve'en lo chaboy el chidushoy. But if the oinus is in the course of normal usage, potur. And the reasoning is, we assume, even though there is no vados, and therefore there's no room to argue mekach tos, but it is an assumption that probably the mashil was aware, should have been aware, and should have made the shoyl aware that this might happen. But it's an assumption. It's not Mekech Tos or Shal HaBetos. So, and now, There's an additional chiddush in the entire sugya of Mesa Machmas Malocha, and that is the Shulchan Aruch, which brings the Machloikas Machaber and the Ramah, listem v'chayoyz, a person borrowed an animal. And he went on his way, and he went into the forest. Animals befell him, bears or wolves, and they killed the horse, they killed the cow, they killed the mule, or listem, robbers and burglars. Is that Mesa Machmas Malocha or not? The Torah brings two opinions. According to the Ramaz, Mesa Machmas Malocha Pota, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh says, it's not Mesa Machmas Malocha, Chayiv, and that is the opinion of the Ramah. Why yes and why no? The Rosh argues, was it a difference than any oinus? The Ramaz says, because it happened in the course, I took the animal and I took it where I needed to take it. And that is Mesa Machmas Malocha. The Ramah says, makes no difference whether the horse broke down when I sat on its back or when I was on the way taking it to where I want to sit on its back. There's no difference whether the oxen broke down plowing or on the way to the field that I intended to plow. It's all Mesa Machmas Malocha. And the Rosh says, no, this is Oines. It might have happened back there as well. So that's a Machloikas, Rosh, and Ramo. Would we once again say, it is B'Shas Malocha, but all these that are showing him disagree with the Rambam. So the question, according to the Rambam, maybe you would be Potter, because maybe that would be defined B'Shas Malocha, but that is not the Machloikas. The Machloikas is, how far do we take Mesa Machmas Malocha? Must it be certain that it's Mesa Machmas Malocha? Or it would be enough, maybe it's Mesa Machmas Malocha. Maybe it would happen anywhere, and then it would be a din of an oinus. Or do we assume it happened here, and therefore it's Mesa Machmas Malocha? So there are two approaches to explain Shittas HaRamah. And Shittas HaRamah is the opinion that needs more explanation. The opinion that says this is defined as Mesa Machmas Malocha, because L'chayr the Rosh is right. Who says it's Machmas Malocha? Animals could be anywhere. Thieves and burglars and robbers could be anywhere. Who says this is Mesa Machmas Malocha? The Beis Yosef explains, he took it out of the city. And that is the case of the Machloikas. Usually burglars are not in the city. Did you ever hear of a person named Robin Hood? Maybe some of you might have encountered him sometime. He wasn't American, I think he was British. And he used to lurk in the forests to rob the rich and give the money to the poor. So Robin Hood never came into the town. He was always waiting in the forest. So the Beis Yosef says, the burglars and the animals are in the forest, not in the city. And that's why it's Mesa Machmas Malocha. It is only because you took it out there. So this is somewhat of an Ipcha Mistavra. Who would be in the city, you would be Chayiv. Because that's an oinus. Because I took it out of the city, and I put it into danger, Potur, because then it would be Mesa Machmas Malocha. The Nesivis, the one speaking, there are so many people here. Raise your hand, I should be able to see. Okay? I don't think that makes a difference. That is not the defining factor. I don't know. So the Nesivis has a similar hesber, but slightly different. If it would happen in the city, you would scream, you would yell, and people would rush to help you. But you took it out of town, and there was no one there to help you. So these are the two approaches explaining the shit of the Ramah, why it would be defined as Mesa Machmas Malocha. It's not an oinus that could happen anywhere. No, in the city it wouldn't happen. Either because those that caused the damage are not in the city, only in the forest, or because in the city there would be many people to help you. But you took them out of the city, you took them in the forest. And that is why it's Meisa Machzor Alochan. So what? Because today's shiur is supposed to be Alochan HaMaisa. Person borrowed a car. He parked the car, and there was a car accident. Totally not his responsibility. He parked the car in a place that was legitimate. And then somebody banged into his car and caused damage. Is that Meisa Machmes Malacha? Or it's Einsin, and a Shoyal is Chayev Ba'Einsin. Would that be dependent on the Machloikis, the Ramah and the Rosh, the Machaber and the Ramah? Would it be different than I borrowed an animal and the wolves killed the animal? So the other person driving his car, would he be like a robber? Or an animal, a wolf, would that be Meisa Machmes Malacha? According to both the Beis Yosef and the Nesivis, no, this would be an oinus. Because Meisa Machmes Malacha is only if I took it somewhere and what happened, happened because it was there. If it would be elsewhere, it wouldn't happen. But an accident could happen anywhere. Lulei divreim, I would say, according to the Ramah, Meisa Machmes Malacha is enough if we assume maybe it's Meisa Machmes Malacha. And the animals were there. The burglars were there. Probably they weren't elsewhere, and that is why it's Meisa Machmes Malacha. And in that case, the story with the car would be Meisa Machmes Malacha. But there still is room to argue, according to the Rambam, that definitely would not be Meisa Machmes Malacha because I parked the car. So how do we define Malacha? Lecha'ora Meisa Machmes Malacha is only when I am using what I borrowed. The moment I parked the car, that's not Meisa Machmes Malacha. That would be like any other oinus. And maybe the Machlokes Ramah and Rosh is only when I was with that animal, steering the animal, riding on the animal, schlepping the animal. I was engaged, and that is part of the Malacha. But the moment I parked the car, that is no longer Machmas Malacha. And therefore, my opinion would be this is like any other Oines and Shoyal Chayev Ba'insin, that cannot be defined as Malacha. It is true that the Shor needs a break, but that would be to the benefit of the Shoyel. It's not Meisa Machmes Malacha. So according to the Rambam, I definitely would say it's not Shas Malacha. Even according to the others, it would not be defined as Machmas Malacha. And now I want to go over about 10 Shailas Halacha LaMaisa and try to deal. So I will quote some Tshuvas of Achroinim and then some Shailas I dealt with that are not discussed in Achroinim. Halacha LaMaisa, and we'll try to answer some of these questions. First of all, in the Gemara, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, there are two somewhat weird stories. Person had too many mice in his house. His house was infested with mice. Once upon a time, you bought a cat. So he borrowed a cat. He didn't buy one. The cat should solve his problem. Obviously, that was before the days of Reb Shaya LeMekeristir. And therefore, the only solution to a problem of mice would be a cat. Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Levrocha. I did in no way say anything cynical. Just a little milsa de b'dichas while we're learning. So this cat was somewhat of a timid cat, and those were very aggressive and courageous mice. And the mice saw this intruder, and they planned an attack, and they bonded together, and they killed the cat. And the Gemara asked, would that be Mesa Machmes Malacha, or would it be like any crazy Oines and Shoyal Eschayev Ba'oinsen? And the Gemara gives a moshel, Gavre de Noshe Katle, would he deserve any compensation? And then the Gemara asks, second question, somewhat similar to the first, a cat and the mice. And that cat was overly aggressive, or he had a great appetite, and he ate so many mice that he died from obesity. Don't know exactly what caused him to die. He ate too many mice, and he died. Would that be considered Mesa Machmes Malacha? And the Gemara says the same moshel, even though the moshel is more relevant to question number one than question number two. Because in the second case, it's not the mice that killed the cat. He just killed too many mice. He was too successful. So the Gemara in Siman Shin Mem paskins, based on the Gemara, that if a person borrowed a cat to kill mice and the mice killed the cat, that is Mesa Machmes Malacha, and he's poto. And he doesn't relate to question number two. But in question number one, he writes, V'chein kol ki yoitze boy. And it's a machloikis and achroinim. Is he intentionally omitting question number two, and that would not be Mesa Machmes Malacha? Or when he writes, Kein kol ki yoitze boy, that means question number two. Where is that? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. And Shin Mem. 422. Yes. 422 at the bottom of the page. 22, 23. So the Rama brings. First of all, the Machloikis, Machaber, the two opinions, the Rash and the Rama, the Machaber and the Rama. Hamash el chaveiro shunra, lirdoif achbarim, v'achluo achbarim, mikro machmes malocha, the bola oines machmes malocha, v'chol ki yoitze beze. So what does he mean, kol ki yoitze beze? Does that include the second question? Most of the Achronim say yes. But some say no. Lecha oira, the Sura would be the same. I think it is even more mistava when the cat ate too much, that would be Machmes Malacha, because the cat did exactly what he was expected to do, kill mice and eat them. In the first case, it would be more reasonable to say it's an oinus. And if there are more paskins in the first case, it's Machmes Malacha lecha'oira, kal v'chomer, question number two. Shalas Shuvas Marash HaLevi, one of the Choshev Achronim going back 400 years, Choshev Mishpat Simalamed Hei, tells a story. Person made a chasana. And the chasana planner and the mechutin rented a place, or maybe it was in his own personal private home, and he borrowed a chandelier, a beautiful piece of crystal, and he hung it on a beam. And the beam broke, chandelier fell, and it was destroyed. Would that be Mesa Machmes Malacha? And he says, yes, 222, but I would not. Just, you know, it's more important when we learn Rishonim to observe their lashon, but just if anybody does want to go through this tshuva, 222, Tshuvas Marash HaLevi. And he says, even according to the Ramban, you know, it's a heavy chandelier, so you should have told the borrower, be careful where you hang this up. And therefore, it's Mesa Machmes Malacha. La'anias daiti tzurech iyun. And I want to share with you a Yesod Godoil. Mesa Machmes Malacha deals with oines. And all our questions of Mesa Machmes Malacha is it an oines But Mesa Machmas Malacha never patters a poisheya. There is no ptur of Mesa Machmas Malacha to patter a poisheya. The entire concept of Mesa Machmas Malacha, what's the chiddush? Af al pi shehu oines, and a shoyal chayev ba'oinsin. Mesa Machmas Malacha is an exception of oinsin. But even if we assume that the Rashi Levi is right, the Mashiel should have told the Shoyal, Savi, be careful where you're going to hang it. But I think the Shoyal himself bears far more responsibility. You hung it. You saw how heavy it is. The Mashiel doesn't know on what type of beam you're going to hang this. But if you take a 500-pound chandelier and you hang it on the schach of your sukkah, then you are reckless, you're irresponsible. So I argue, even according to the Ramban, that Mesa Machmas Malacha is potter because the Mashiel should have told you this is a sick animal. But if you borrow a chandelier and you are the one that hung it on a beam, you bear greater responsibility than the Mashiel. There would be no ptur of Mesa Machmas Malacha. This is not an oinus. So, even according to the Ramban, that the reason Mesa Machmas Malacha is potter because the Mashiel should have told you, that is when the Shoyal is a total oinus. I borrowed an animal. How would I know that this is different than any other animal? I borrowed a car. I didn't know there's a problem with the carburetor or the engine, or does every car have a carburetor? I have no idea. I don't drive cars. But I think there's something called a carburetor. Maybe in electric cars there is no, I don't know. But anyway, but you are the one that took the chandelier and you hung it on a beam. Your responsibility is far greater than the Mashiel's responsibility, and therefore, Lani is deity, I would not pater Machmas Mesa Machmas Malacha. Even if it was there a few days without a problem. So why would the Mashiel bear responsibility? Sometimes weight causes a beam to be in stress, and not always will it break immediately. Sometimes it'll take a few days till it'll break down. But I still argue, you know, if I would live 400 years ago, I need to always make this apology. I would say, Chayev Ba'oinsin, you're the one that hung it on the beam. You're the one that uses this. And you should have checked or asked whether this beam could carry this weight. The fact that it took a few days to break down is not relevant. Salas Yetuvas Yehuda Yala. Rabbi Yehuda asked, if he hung it up properly, then once again, then even according to the Ramban, why would the Mashiel bear responsibility? If we assume that the beam could carry this weight, then according to the Ramban, which is the Iker Halocha, there would be no Ptur of Mesa Machmas Malacha. So Marash Levi bases his Psak on the Ramban, and I say, where the responsibility of the Shoyal is greater than the responsibility of the Mashiel, there should be no Ptur of Mesa Machmas Malacha. Shalash Yetshuvas Yehuda Yala, it's not the very famous one, one of the greatest Rabbonim in Hungary, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, but rather one of the Goylim in Saloniki, Rabbi Yehuda Kobo. And he has a tshuva, which once again deals with cats and mice. But a different story. Person had too many mice, and he borrowed a mouse trap. And like many mouse traps, you use cheese to lure the mice into the trap and then catch them. But he also had a cat in his house, and he should have been aware that cats like cheese as well, and not only mice. So the cat got stuck in the trap, and a cat that's somewhat bigger than a mouse, and the trap broke to pieces when it snapped down on the cat. And the question was, is that Mesa Machmas Malacha and his Potam Meleshalem? And the Yehudi Yala, Rabbi Yehuda Kobo, says, the Mashil should have told the Shoyel, if you have a cat in your house, then don't use this trap. And here I ask even more powerfully than the Bemarash Alevi. The Mashil should have told the Shoyel, if you have a cat, don't use this trap. He also should have told the Shoyel, if you have an elephant in your house, and you might step on this trap, then it's not kedai to use this trap. But the Shoyel knew that he has a cat in the house, which the Mashal did not know. So I think the responsibility bearing on the Shoyel for breaking this trap is far greater than the responsibility on the Mashal. And therefore I would say, this is not Mesa Machmes Malacha. I think you need to give it, that is actually the question of the Ramban. And I think the answer would be very pushit. You need to give instructions when they are reasonable. So if a person borrows a mule, and you know why people borrow mules. A mule is an animal that has very strong legs and a strong back, and mules are transfer animals. Horses are borrowed to ride on. Oxen are borrowed to plow the fields. So the Mashal bears responsibility to give instructions if he knows that this animal is somewhat a shvacha animal. So the Mashal needs to give instructions to the Shoyel how to catch mice. But the Mashal doesn't need to think and say, if you have a cat, don't use this. This is common sense. And the Mashal, why should he think that the Shoyel has a cat? But the Shoyel has a cat at home, so it would be his responsibility to know, if you have a cat in your house, you know that cats like milk. They like cheese. And this is not big enough to catch cats, and you don't want your cat to be caught in this trap. And therefore, I think it is only by an oinus that Mesa Machmes Malacha is potter, but not by poisheya. Shara Melech, Elchas Choy v'Lamazik, a woman borrowed a fleisha gepat, and she was aware that it's a fleisha gepat. And she cooked fleishiks, and by mistake she took a melechige spoon, and she stirred the pat. And the pat was nesar, bosa v'cholov. And it's a kli cheres, she'ein lo Hechsho, and the pot needs to be thrown away. Shalom Melech says it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, and once again I say, this is a pshia. You knew the pot is fleishig. You cooked fleishigs, and you stirred with a melechig spoon. That shouldn't have happened. And when there's a pshia mitzah the shoyel, there is no ptur of Mesa Machmas Malacha. And bechavona I am esada the shailis, Mekal, Mekaved, Elakal. And as we move forward, the questions have become more and more obvious that this is a Pshia Mitzad Hashoyel. So it's a question, why is it a Pshia? I think when we deal with the din of Mesa Machmes Malacha, and I say Pshia, it doesn't need to be a Pshia Gemuro. The question was, whose Pshia is greater, the Mashal or the Shoyel? So in this case of the pat, the Mashal didn't need to say anything. It was, you borrowed a fleishig pat. And I think anybody that borrows a pat should inquire, what type of pat do you want, fleishig or melechig? So anyway, I think when the level of pshia of the shoyel is far greater than the achlayas al hamashil, there would be no ptur of mesep machmes malach. Tzayis achoshen, shin mem aleph, deals with a person that invested money. And I need to make this clear. It's not a iska, and it's not a halvoa. I am investing money for you, and I'm doing you a favor, and the money was lost. So l'cha'oira is totally a shoy machinam. If I have no profit, then I bear no responsibility. Only pshia. But if we do have a heter iska, and it's a loan, and it's a business, and I also make a benefit, then that would be a din of a shoyel, and he invested the money, and the money was lost. And the tzoy says, mesa machmis malocha. And mesa machmis malocha is potter because investments go ori. Even the best investor, smartest investor, loses money. No one can give a guarantee. But lechoyre, this is malva veloyva, and not mashil v'shoyel. And by loiva, we do not find a ptur of mesa machmas malocha. Milve lohoitzoa nitno. And when I borrow money, it is mine. But maybe by iska, which is machza milva and machatza pekodoin, that would be more similar to shoyal v'tzorach iyan, whether the entire concept of mesa machmas malocha is relevant. Nidid af nun ches amud aleph. When a woman borrows a garment, and the garment was tarnished with dam nidis, the borrower needs to clean the beged and give it back cleaned. Kaved kushyaisa, I don't know whether everybody is familiar with the sefer, one of the greatest gedolim in Poland, was the Chelkas Yoyev. His name was Abyoyev Yoshua Weingarten, Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, was the Rav in a town named Kinsk in Poland, Gewaldige Ilui, and he wrote a sefer, Kabed de Kushyaisa, which is 103 kashas, Gematria Kabo, Kuv Beis Aleph, kashas without terutzim. Not because he didn't have terutzim, he said this is a gift he gives to young Bnei Torah in Poland to stimulate the thought. Lehagdol Torah ulehadiro lechadudei. And Kashel Amites, in Kamedu Kishayse, he asks, why is that not Mesa Machmes Malacha? It is in the normal course when a woman wears a garment, sometimes it is stained. And why is it not Mesa Machmes Malacha? Well, according to the Ramban, the Mashal bears no responsibility whatsoever. According to the Rashba, maybe there would be a Ptur of Mesa Machmes Malacha, because the Rashba says, it is to be expected, it is common, if you want me to bear responsibility, you should have stipulated, and you didn't. But I don't think this has anything to do with DNA Shoimrim. The reason she needs to clean this beged is not Medinei Shoimrim at all. What is it? The Nesivis, in our simen, Shin Mem, the Nesivis maintains, in Siv Koton Gimel, it's Medinei Mazik. I don't think it's Mazik. Lididi, it is just Adate Dehochi. When a person borrows eating utensils, I'm making a simcha. I want, could you have some nice cutlery to borrow me for the evening? And your neighbor borrows you spoons and forks and knives and plates and bowls. Do you give them back dirty? Or wouldn't everybody understand you got them clean, give them back clean? It is your responsibility to clean those kelim before you give them back. That is not Medinei Mazik. Neither is it Medina Yishomrim. It is Almenas Kain. Anan Sahadi, you give something back the way you got it. You borrowed a clean garment, clean it, and give it back clean. When a kala borrows a kala dress, who bears responsibility for cleaning that dress after the chasana? Isn't it the kala? So the Chelkes Yoyev assumes, Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga. And if there's a Ptur, Mesa Machmes Malocha, when the Kli breaks down entirely, the same Ptur would be relevant if it breaks down halfway. So Mesa Machmes Malocha, what is it then if an animal gets a broken back, but we take it to the vet, and it'll cost $500 to treat the animal? Wouldn't that be the same din of Mesa Machmes Malocha? It would. And that would be the same Shaila. If it would be a Kli Matris, it would be the same Shaila. Yeah. And there, that is another reason I disagree with the Chelkes Yoyev. It's not Dinei Shomrim. It has nothing to do with Mesa Machmes Malocha. Neither is it Medinei Mazik. It is Anan Sahadi. Almenas Kain. Some things don't need to be stipulated. You need to give an object back the way you got it. And goes without saying, you got a clean garment, you give back a clean garment. And therefore, the expense of cleaning the garment is upon the lender. One more interesting source. Sefer Toldos Sodom is the biography of Reb Zelmela, the brother of Reb Chaim Evaloshin. So Reb Chaim Evaloshin was probably the greatest Talmud of the Gro. The Gro had many, many great Talmidim, but he is the most prominent. And in a way, he is Doile V'mashka. And Nefesh HaChaim is considered the manifesto of the Vilna Gaon. His Ashkofa, his Yesoides, his Torah. But he had a brother, Reb Zelmela. We have no Torah of Reb Zelmela, to the best of my knowledge. But he was known as to be a tremendous Ilui. Sefer Toldos Sodom is his biography. And a story is told. Reb Zelmela plead with Reber, his friend, lend me a Sefer Tonet de Be'eliyahu. Because Reb Zelmela wanted to learn Tonet de Be'eliyahu. I don't know where everybody knows what is Tonet de Be'eliyahu. It's Divrei Torah de Elyon Novi taught Rav Onon Kemavor B'Ksubis Dav Kuv Vav Omed Alef. And Reber said, I have one, and it's very precious to me. So please watch over it. A week later, he gave it back torn and worn. Nothing to be recognized. And Reber was very angry. And he said, you know how precious this is to me. Why didn't you watch over it? And Reb Zelmela said, what I did was learn. I did nothing but learn. But the way he learned, and Reb Zelmela argued, Mesa Machmes Malocha. That's the story. Toldos Sodom is not a Sefer Psak. We don't know, did they go to Beis Din? I don't know. So we don't know what the Psak was. But the story is just told to tell the godless of Reb Zelmela. In 1 week, he learned what a Talmud Vosak learns in 100 years. Not exactly in the most positive way, but in Yerushalmi and Broches, a young Talmud Chochem Rav Bun passed away when he was 28 years old. And in the Hesped, they said, Shona Rav Bun, Bechof Ches, Shenoysav, Masha Talmud Vosak, Shoyne B'mei Ashonim. So Reb Zelmela had the Tonet de Be'eliyahu a week, and it looked like it was learned 100 years. And Reber said, you need to give me compensation. Reb Zelmela said, Mesa Machmes Malocha. So in Bova Metzia, Daf Chof Tes, Ashol Sefer Torah Machaveir, it is very limited what he could do with that Sefer Torah. Lo yilmed boi bitchilo, only chazora, not iyun. And you cannot learn together with anyone else, only yourself. Kosev Ramban, and the same is in Shuvas, Haradbaz, Tov, Kuv, Chof, Bezman Hazeh, if you borrow a Sefer, you could learn iyun, Bekiyas, anything, and that is Minig Olam. So L'chol Reb Zelmela would be right, but I don't think so. kederech ha'olam. If you borrow a sefer, and especially you knew that the lender told you, watch over it. It's precious to me. It's the only one I have. The din Torah would come to me. I would be mechayivim. That is not meisa machnas malacha. And the Munkacherov, Minchas Elazo Chelik Dalat Semen Ayin, brings a story, and he says, I would paskin that he's chayiv l'shalem. There is no ptur of meisa machmas malacha. Is that because the Munkacherov was a chassidus sherebbe, and therefore he didn't like a literature story? I don't know. I am a chassidus person. I also think I would be machayiv, because be careful when you learn. And maybe the bear should have taken into account that if Zelman learns, he's going to lose all his senses and learn with the Gevaldig Eslavis. The story is also quoted by the Shoyal HaMeshev, Madura Gimel, Chelik Beisim, and Kufayin Eh, but the Shoyal HaMeshev doesn't give a psak. It doesn't give a definitive psak. Two questions I was dealing with. A person borrowed an apartment for Shabbos, and his friend Simcha Rabbah let him use the apartment. Friday night, thieves tried to break in, and they were unsuccessful, but they broke the lock. They tried to push keys and to turn it, and they broke the lock. Does he need to pay for that lock? So Arav said, he was mafalpil, is this Mesa Machmas Malocha or not? Or is it like any other oynes and a shoyel is chayiv? But the Rav overlooked the fact that shtoras avodim v'karkois, there is no chiyuv shomrim at all. And a bias, mechuba l'karka, has a din of karkois. The lock is part of the door. The door is part of the house. So there would be no chiyuv mitzad dinei shomrim at all. And therefore the question would not be whether it's an oynes or Mesa Machmas Malach. Person borrowed a computer, and when he put in his disk on key, it had a virus, and he destroyed the software of the computer. Does he need to pay? So there was no proper antivirus. Would the mashal be responsible? He should have told the shoyal, be careful what you put in, because I don't have any antivirus system. Or the shoyal bears responsibility, you don't put in a disk or a disk on key unless you check that it has no virus. What? So who bears responsibility? On one hand, he used the computer like everybody uses the computer. Would that be Mesa Machmas Malach? Why is he the mazik? Because he put in the antivirus. He put in his disk. Why wouldn't it be a mazik? Why he would be? Yeah. Yes. So I really think, once again, it's not DNA shoimrim. It's DNA nazikin. So some argue that it's a hezek she'enoi nikar. I think that is a hezek nikar. Hezek she'enoi nikar is tuma v'tahara. You see nothing. But this is the way you use a computer. And when you put on that computer and you want to use it and the systems don't work, it's din ha'nezikin, it's a hezek hanikar. Some argue that it's a groma b'nezikin. And I think it's a mazik biyadayim and not a grama ben azikin. And if we're dealing with din and azikin, adam muad li'olam, bein shoygig, bein mezid, bein oynis, bein rotzoin. And therefore my psak was, chayiv medin and azikin, and not at all medine shoymin. Shara Melech's case, it would be Hezek Shein Anika, but Medina Shoimrim, there is no ptur of Hezek Shein Anika. Hezek Shein Anika is a din in Dine Nazikin and Dine Mazik. So I shared with you many Shailas Halacha Lamaisa that came out in the Poiskim, and we started off today's shiur with a fundamental understanding of the ptur of Mesa Machmas Malocha. We did not discuss the Rambam, and I think our time is more than up. But I have a gewaltige chiddush bebiur divrei Rambam. I doubt I'll come back to a third shiur. So all I could recommend is Minchas Osher Chelik Beis and Kuf Yud Ches. There's Shal Shachuvas Minchas Osher Chelik Beis Kuf Yud Ches. There's a gewaltige mahalach.
Or on Sunday, Mitzvah.
And oh, maybe next Sunday? Maybe. So we're going to have a big crowd at the Sunday shiur. So, but that'll be in another opportunity. Yashar Koyach, once again, it's a pleasure to come twice. Yagdil Toiro V'yadi, we should all be Zoicha for many years to come. L'shtasheya V'lahadiya B'divrei Toiro.